Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. This is Anne Steshu, Associate Editor for SearchHealthIT.com. Today I'm speaking with June Bronnert, Director of Professional Practice Resources at the American Health Information Management Association. Today we'll be talking about some new ICD-10 online training resources that AHIMA has rolled out. June, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
So, AHIMA has launched this new set of online courses for coders and other healthcare professionals to help them learn what they need to know for the transition to ICD-10 codes. Can you tell us a little bit about the program? How do these online courses differ from traditional instructor-led courses? For instance, can students communicate with instructors to ask questions?
Yes, the program is based on for online learning, as you had already stated, and it's the different pathways are set by coder for those who are going to be assigning the codes on a daily basis, for those in healthcare who are also impacted by the ICD-10 CM and PCS code system but may not be assigning codes on a daily basis. This is another method of delivery for the educational offerings of ICD-10. And as you stated, we have instructor-led courses, and this will be online. And with all of our online offerings, there is a way for the students to interact and communicate with instructors. And it occurs in a couple methods, with discussion boards are available, and as well as email messages with specific questions on that feedback. And that is a little different than the instructor-led when you're there face-to-face. However, having those communication methods follows best practices of other online learning programs.
So you mentioned the training pathways. I know that it includes something called the Training Pathways Guide. Can you explain how that works and how might it help users who, for instance, might have no idea, you know, where to begin with ICD-10 training?
Right. As you know, for the pathway guide is to help guide those users based upon their roles of where they are today as related to code sets, the classification system, and learning the new ICD-10 CM and ICD-10 PCS. So for example, in acute care facilities, the PCS portion will be used in addition to CM, whereas for other like provider physician offices, PCS at this time will not be used. It is just the CM portion. And so the needs for those individuals in those different settings will kind of drive how much education is needed and on by what system. So the pathway is based upon those individual or those needs, and to help guide someone for their individual learning needs down to ensure that they receive all the information necessary to be proficient when the time comes to actually assign codes for ICD-10 CM and ICD-10 PCS, or if they're working in a different fashion, like I stated, where they're not necessarily assigning the codes, but they're working with their codes, knowing what they need to know about the classification system for their roles. And it's based upon those different areas, and then it's broken out further into those areas into different stages to allow people for that time to build upon their learning and to, again, over time, keep increasing their knowledge about the classification system.
All right. So we know that a lot of healthcare are really busy. Do you have any suggestions for how they can fit ICD-10 training into their schedules? Does this online training, is it intended to help that?
Yes, the online training is intended to help fit into busy schedules. And I would recommend not delaying and starting their knowledge, because it's a building process, and to have the time to build upon their knowledge between now and the implementation date of October 1st, 2013. So the online courses are set up to allow people to be able to do that work as convenient with their schedule. So that is one of the benefits of having an online program, is that it can be managed on an individual basis, or if it's an employer program is or sponsoring the program, and they can manage and schedule their staff according to that. That is one of the flexibility of the program to do that. And so, again, recommending starting to build upon the awareness of the systems and then to keep growing in that knowledge over time.
Okay, so from what you were saying, it sounds like the training is set up in such a way that you have to start from a certain place and then progress. You can't sort of hop in or mix and match or start one section here and start another section there. It all sort of builds on the past training.
The program is set up to allow for both options. It builds upon the foundations of the system. So if somebody would receive all of their education utilizing the online method, yes, you need to start at that foundation to progress through. However, realizing in today's world and individual learning styles is there's a variety of methods people will receive education from. So if somebody does not, if they receive education related to the system in different formats, in different fashions, the program is also designed to supplement that in other places to where they may not have to start at the foundation of the online because it's been received somewhere else, and they could start further down to keep building upon that. However, obviously, we would recommend starting with online in the foundation and building all the way through the program. However, the design is set to allow for the other flexibility as needed.
So that kind of ties into my final question, which is related to the online classes that you have in this offering. Would that be comprehensive enough to provide complete training for coders, or would they expect to have to supplement this with additional, courses or instructor-led courses, or could they, get everything they need through the online offerings?
It is designed from start to finish to be comprehensive. However, one of the things we have said is because of the timeline, and this kind of leads into the building upon the knowledge, is the more knowledge you can have about the system is great and will help with your ability come 10/1/13 when you start assigning the codes to continue to be prepared. So while you do not have to supplement, it's always good to continue to build that knowledge. And I say that whether you're doing just online or you're doing face-to-face, to keep reinforcing your knowledge and keep practicing. And that's why towards the end of the stages, there will be courses designed to facilitate that practice and that building upon the knowledge that you started receiving as the foundation.
All right. Well, thanks for providing that additional information. Do you have any other comments or suggestions for our readers about learning what they need to know for this ICD-10 transition?
I would just recommend that people visit the HEMA website to watch for updates, because we're posting new resources and offerings to help make the transition smoother to ICD-10-CM and PCS. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you as well, June. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.